We'll begin this series about ham radio's biggest weekend in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-palatial studios of the Rain Report, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this Rain Report, now available as an attached audio file on Twitter, from twitter.com/TheRainReport. For many ham operators, field day is the most exciting, competitive, and frustrating weekend of the year. Lasting 24 hours, the fourth weekend of June, field day embodies all that is innovative and fun in amateur radio. For the next few weeks, we're going to cover the basics of how to get involved in field day. Too early to get started, you say? Au contraire! As we crawl out of winter's grasp and dodge the hail and whirlybirds of spring, it's high time to get started. Now! To introduce this series based on the 2011 Dayton Hamvention ARRL Field Day Forum, here's Dan Henderson, N1ND, Regulatory Information Manager for the ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio in the U.S.
Welcome, I'm Dan Henderson. I'm the ARRL Regulatory Affairs Manager by day, but I also wouldn't mind slip on the little suit that has the big FD on it. I'm the Field Day Manager for about the past 13 years. You're not going to have to listen to me talk long. That is room for applause at that point in time. I'm going to make three statements about Field Day, and then I have assembled the most erudite group who are going to talk about some various aspects of what it takes to put on a successful field day, some hints, some kinks, some things to avoid, some things to try. First, David Norris, who is one of our vice directors. He's going to be talking about getting involvement for the elected officials and that kind of level of stuff and some hints and why it's important. I have Andrea Hartledge, who is the vice director from the Southeastern Division. Andrea is going to be talking about youth involvement and why it's important to get youth involved and active and some things to do it. I have the vice director from the Central Division, Kermit Carlson, who's going to be talking about VHF, UHF activities. And then I've got one section manager, who is obviously the elite of the elite, my friend Mark Tarpley. Mark's going to be talking about things that he does in the South Carolina section, from visiting various sites, the things he tries to do to encourage participation, things like that. And last, and certainly not least, at least because we're sharing the room this weekend, is Mike Corey, who is the ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager. And Mike's going to be talking about it kind of two ways, I think. He's going to be talking about the MCOM component, but it's not all MCOM all the time. So my first thing I was going to tell you was who's doing this. Second thing I'm going to tell you is I believe that field day is one thing and one thing only. It is fun. And if you don't believe that, you're in the wrong forum. I don't know too many people that got into this hobby from day one to spend all of their time worrying about emergency communication plans or to worrying about how am I going to get the tower erected and right antennas because I want to be able to work the VU7 on 19 bands. But I think everybody sitting in this room got into this hobby because it's a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to enjoy ourselves. We learn something, enjoy the camaraderie. Somebody asked me this morning, and this one took me by surprise. It's a question I've worked at the league for 13 years almost. Nobody's ever asked me the question. What in the hobby do I enjoy? What inspires me in the hobby? I had to think about that one. You know what the answer was? It's real simple. Take a look around. It's y'all. It's the people. I am very fortunate to get to spend a lot of time with wonderful people. Every once in a while, somebody I'm not around with. But the ability to have the friends that I have made, to be able to share things with people, whether it's in Germany or it's here or it's in California. And by the way, how's life back in the U.S.? Have Zaza and Yagi, my friend Lee back at the back, has spent the last few years in Germany working and very helpful to us at Friedrichshafen. The problem is they always schedule Friedrichshafen Field Day weekend. And the last thing I want to highlight in my three comments about Field Day is it's not a contest. It's got some contest aspects, but it is the biggest chance for the amateur radio community every year to strut our stuff, to show what we can do, to learn something new, and to really try to pull, you know, you've seen the logo, ARRL logo with the five pillars and all this sort of stuff. It's the one time a year that we can actually try to do that with some fun and try to integrate it all. You've heard enough from me. David Norris, K5UZ. David's going to be talking about the interaction with the elected officials, served agencies, and things like that.
You're listening to our first installment of Field Day 101, a RAIN series based on the 2011 Dayton Hamvention ARRL Forum that dealt with what it takes to put on a successful field day and why it's such an important weekend. We'll continue in a moment. This is the RAIN Report. Now close as your next tweet at twitter.com/TheRainReport.
Well, as Dan said, I am David Norris, K5UZ, and as you can see, I've been an old-school ham, came up with as a novice, one of the last of WN5 calls. As a child, I grew up in ham radio. Started when I was SWL and when I was as a shortwave listener when I was about 12 years old, and it just led to ham radio. Done a lot of things, caught the contesting bug at field day, but like Dan said, it's not a contest. Field day is what you want to make out of it, and it's fun. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about inviting your served agency officials to field day first. It'd be like your Red Cross, your OEM, your Salvation Army, police department, sheriff's department, hospitals, whoever you serve or whoever you potentially want to serve. And the rules say, from the 2011 field day rules, 7.3.12, site visitation by a representative of an agency. You will get one, that's one, 100-point bonus may be claimed if your field day site is visited by a representative of an agency served by ARES in your local community, and that would be, again, like your Red Cross, Salvation Army, local emergency management agency, sheriffs, etc., fire department, whoever, as a result of the invitation issued by your group or club. ARR officials, such as section managers, section emergency coordinators, DECs, ECs, even vice directors, don't count for this bonus. But again, this is, and take note, please, available to all classes, whether you're running 2 Alpha, 2200 Alpha, 1F, 2F, 4F, Charlie, 1 Bravo. If you invite these representatives of these agencies, you will get 100 bonus points. And we all want to score points, right? But then again, it's not a contest. It's what, folks? It's fun. Field day is fun. It's a perfect opportunity with your field day set up for your representatives of your served agencies to see exactly what you can do under primitive field conditions without commercial power and with temporary antenna systems, what you can throw up in a day, how you can put it up in just a couple of hours and get on the air and be able to effectively communicate around the world. Again, what better opportunity to do this and to strut our stuff than at field day? If you got your act together and can get your agency officials out there, you can really impress some people and make some headway and help your relationship with these people. It will help your ARES group. It will help your RACES group. It will help your local club. You can start building these relationships and impress these people with what we can do as radio amateurs and communicators. It'd be great for them to see what you can do when you can take the Batesville Area Radio Club's tower trailers and our generators and go and set up at shelters and set up at their EOC and help them communicate in a situation like a flood along a river of the Mississippi. Or, forgive me, I'm going to have to throw a gratuitous Katrina hurricane picture out there. You know, in a situation like this, ham radio can just prove invaluable. Also, you can get other bonus points and impress your friends and neighbors in your community by inviting your local elected officials to field day. And again, this does not include your section manager, your director, or your vice director from the league. And again, the rules say, from the 2011 field day rule 7.3.11, site visitation by an elected governmental official, you get, again, one 100-point bonus can be claimed if your field day site is visited by an elected government official as a result of an invitation issued by your group or club. And again, it's available to all classes of entrance. We want to get that 100 points bonus. We want to get that other 100 points bonus because, as Ward Silver says, it's low-hanging fruit. But again, field day is not a contest. It's what? It's fun. Take, for example, inviting your mayor or your county judge, your quorum court members, or your alderman on your city council. You have someone wanting to pass some restrictions on antennas in your city council. You have someone wanting to put conditional use permits on your antennas, restrictions. If you have a relationship already forged and you already have friends
like we do in our community, when these measures come up, chances are they'll never make the agenda. So that's really the value in doing this.
That's part one of our RAIN series, Field Day 101, a multi-week look at an event that, according to the ARRL, involves more than 35,000 hams and hundreds of radio clubs nationwide the fourth weekend of June. In this first excerpt from the ARRL Field Day Forum at the 2011 Dayton Hamvention, we featured Dan Henderson, N1ND, Regulatory Information Manager for the ARRL, and Dave Norris, K5UZ. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2012 RAIN, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.